All right, guys, addendum to the Borla interview, because I just find the Stepford wife fascinating. The things she can say without understanding even a scintilla of the implication is just amazing. So she just, with a straight face, with her little Stepford wife, slightly elder, older academic face with her glasses. It's like, oh, so you mentioned something in Davos. Tell us about the Davos thing where you said you'd do it for without profit. You'd let your patentable medicines be available without profit. And that was quite a moment in Davos, like literally the World Economic Forum that people have been talking about for 2 years. With that jackass just escaping me right now. So, she's like, oh, my gosh. Geesh, I wonder what that could be. That could be going and kowtowing to the leaders. Hey, we get on the spaceship if the planet blows up, right? Hey, I get to go down into the underground base, right? Is that true? Because after all, I'm going to help the depopulation agenda right here. I'm telling you right now. You want to depopulate Africa with more of this, these stroke and causing and heart attack causing and arterial system clogging type. We're there for you. We will just give it out without a patent. So listen to this fool. Before we do that, then notice this whole, it's just this type of person, this interviewer, she just waits for the catchphrase, global equity. You're giving it out for free with a bunch of taxpayer money. How much more equity do we need? And oh, by the way, free market is equity. But yeah, I guess you can make the argument, blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to this idiot.
So that, I think, worked well.
So turning to, you know, part of the global concerns are global equity, and I know that's an important part of your efforts. And I had mentioned your major announcement in Davos about Pfizer's current and future patent-protected medicines being available on a not-for-profit basis. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That was really quite a moment in Davos when you announced that.
So this is going to be good, right? Oh, really? Available on a not-for-profit basis? What's that going to mean, really?
Yes. In 19, the first week that I took over and we went together with my leadership team, we established goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was that by year 2023, we should reduce by 50% the number of people in the world that cannot afford our medicines. That was a very big statement. And we did a lot about that in the meantime. But clearly, what really is moving the needle is our latest announcement, which we say that we are going to give at cost all, not some, all our patent-protected medicines to 1.2 billion people that are living in the 45 poorest countries of the world.
Oh, you know, the ones that are probably in the poorest countries that usually Venn diagram crosses over with least educated. Look, the good people are here to make you better. And that's called depopulation. I don't care what you say anymore. This guy went to Davos to go kiss the shoes of the World Economic Forum types who are talking about depopulation all the time. Oh, yeah. For the 1.2 billion at cost, but is it really at cost? Who's paying for it? Are they paying for it? Because I doubt you're giving any of those individual citizens at cost, because it's probably too much for them at cost. So you're still groveling and trying to get it sold in doses to whole governments instead of having to sell it on the street corner to people who give a shit. Because if most likely they're not taking it unless there's a truck there. So you're really just tricking people with your low cost, and the uninformed people are not making informed health decisions. That's, go get that. That's good for you, scumbag. Now let you hear something else that this Stepford wife, just catchphrase person who can't put together one conclusion or implication from another said. Let me find that. All right, listen to this downloaded conscience here. Just, what did they tell me? Are you going to use your brain and be an independent thinker? I talked about that here a few episodes ago. Are you? are you just going to be a node of a program? Are you going to be an application that now gets auto-updated so you know what to say next? Because listen to what she says.
Look to what has been predicted to be public health crises that are going to come much more rapidly in the future.
What?
Not predicted to be operation warp speed. And with regards to collaboration, what most needs to be improved as we look to what has been predicted to be public health crises that are going to come much more rapidly in the future.
Now, why in holy hell, outside of salesmanship, would an allegedly better and better medical system and big pharma system mean that the public health crisis would come much more quickly? How much more of a downloaded node of an application that's just waiting to be updated, a simple application of a non-player character, can you get to be in public health or whatever in health and then just parrot, they're going to come much more rapidly. But why would that be, ma'am? It's predicted to be much more rapidly, but why would that possibly make sense? It's going to be much more rapidly. So if you ever want to know what a node looks like, what it is to be a non-player character waiting for your coding, and if your coding does not say it's nonsensical to bump up into a wall over and over and over and over again, because no one needs to give you that awareness and that extra coding, then you don't have it. If you want to know what that is, just look up Dr. Lori Esposito Murray. M-U-R-R-A-Y, because that's the person giving this nonsensical, well, they're predicted to come much, much more rapidly. Why would that possibly make sense? You are nothing but a non-player character serving your purpose. Show up and talk to the big pharma people and just give them a bunch of softball questions without any critiquing whatsoever. Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Like, this woman might as well not have her brain attached to her mouth because she's not using 99% of it. What's the truth? It's that obviously I've got to cheerlead on how great our system is, and also with a straight face say that, well, as we know, the public health emergencies will become not only maybe more for some reason I can dictate or that I can recite, but they will just generally come much more rapidly. Ma'am, that makes no sense. Please, please just go jump off a cliff. I mean, goodness gracious. They'll make more of you. Borla will find another softball person to... How do you even ask that question, ma'am? How do you just let that roll off your tongue? Well, you know, and one other thing I'll say about this is, if you mentioned, now we'll be able to do things a lot more quickly. This is what this has shown. It hasn't shown that. It was a one-time hyper quick that you literally only could do because you stayed in emergency use authorization. So is that what you're implying? Or are you just not paying attention to the details? Of course we can act much more quickly if we can just do emergency use authorizations very quickly. And if that's what he means, then that's what they're going to do. They're going to push everything as an emergency use. There's no time. Listen, there's no time to do the studying. We know it worked just fine for the COVID vaccine. So there's your precedent. It worked just fine. Died suddenly, heart attacks, white fibrous protein structures in the arteries, grain-sized blood clots floating around, eventually getting down into the smaller arteries and causing all kinds of trouble in people. It worked just fine that time. And so as we know, there's no real need to do any type of long-term safety studies anymore. Yeah, just amazing. All right, a little bit longer addendum than I might have liked on that video, but goodness gracious. I don't even know how I'm related in any way, shape, or form. I mean, like a billion generations back, and I'm exaggerating. Obviously, there's not that many generations to any of these freaks. Either this interviewer,
guess what?
And probably,
guess what? I had a leadership and challenging times discussion with a CEO of Pfizer and ask him questions that it should have made my brain be actively critical, but of course they're not because how would I know to do that? It's not in my coding.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.